That's going to be the vibe tomorrow, isn't it?
Absolutely. Saturday.
Look at me.
Saturday.
I guess clear anything in.
Hold up. Then Saturday, yeah.
I'm already in it, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, let's just skip Friday and then get to Saturday. Yeah, why must we waste time?
Yeah, waste
time for who?
No, I mean...
While we have the biggest game in the country right there, that's going to happen. It's One Blood with Teka Teka on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Listen, we've been talking about this game that's for some time now, and we've been telling you that, listen, this may be the biggest game in the history of Namibian football.
Yeah. In a very long time,
Very, very long time. I mean, maybe our forefathers will scold us and say, hey, Muniswa Pratni. Those days of Karatura Stadium where the main state cup and...
Bukasu is soccer house now.
NFA soccer house.
Yes, so that was called Kasu. They used to play there.
Yeah, but there's no way Bukasu could hold at least 20,000 people. So 2 days and 3 days in Mensa.
I don't think so. They had more numbers. We used to go watch the... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No sitting space, just standing for hours.
Either way... It's a huge, huge occasion for Namibian football, and this is exactly what we need as a country right now. Now, it's Shoke, Chula Chula, the pride of the North versus African stars. Stars stay star, they say. And today we're going to have a conversation with a man that was not before Shoke. He said, listen, Mighty Gunners, let me take you to the Premier League. He said, listen, I can do it again. And then he did it with Rundu Chiefs. And once he did it with Rundu Chiefs, he said, listen, give me these boys, the pride of the North, and we're going to bring you to the Premier League and show you what the Premier League is all about. Coach John Sikarete, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Very well. How are you, sir?
It's a beautiful morning indeed. Coach, just hold the line for us. We also have the coach of African Stars here, the Ghanaian prince, the man that did coaching in Ghana, in Benin, Togo, Niger, and India. What do you know about football?
Come on,
he will
man.
Educate you. Boys and girls, please help us welcome. That's Coach George Shokofi. Good morning, George. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Just grab the mic there for us. There we go. Good morning, Coach Prince, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
You're doing very well.
By the grace of Almighty God.
That's beautiful. Now, let's start off with Coach John Sikarete, first things first. Coach John, I understand that right now, as you're speaking, you are on the training ground with the boys.
Yes, I am.
And you getting
how's the session going?
Yeah, how's the session going? Are you getting them ready for the big games for this weekend?
Yes, always. We are preparing ourselves, so that's why we are at the training ground this moment. It's because we know that it's a big match.
Okay, so what are you hoping to bring to the field this Saturday with this game?
The same Chula Chula that you call the pride of the North. We always play football, and we will bring football to the people in Windhoek, and to our people, our supporters are waiting for us there in Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
So we will bring football. There's nothing that we'll bring, but we will bring football.
Okay.
Just real quick, for the rest of the country, with Shoke Chula Chula, you know, bursting onto the commercial scenes and getting the attention of the rest of the country,
yeah.
Coach Sikarete, I want to ask you this. What's the attendance... always like this, even when you were in the first division?
Yes, I cannot say it's exactly as the same as it's now in the Premier League.
Mm.
But when we were playing at home, especially in Hangwena, so there was really good attendance. Also, I remember in Katima, there was also good attendance. And, you know, Shoke was also... It's like a team that started playing tournament in the North.
Mm.
And if you can ask people from Opuo or Ruakana, they will tell you that every time we play a tournament there, whether we are playing a home team in the final, the supporters go for Chula Chula. That's all.
Aha. All right. Now, my Ghanaian prince, Coach Kofi, You've been in Namibia.
Every time he says a Ghanaian prince, he just lights up.
No, because I mean, why not, Coach Kofi? You've been in Namibia since last year, or this
how long
this
has
year?
It been?
How long has it been?
This
sorry?
Year.
This year.
Yeah, this year.
And you come to one of the most successful clubs in this country.
Yeah.
How has it been for you? Is this what you expected for this team to be at this level?
Yes, it's been very good so far.
Okay.
You know, before my arrival here, I had done a lot of background check about African stars. Mm. And indeed, we are a super team, you know, full of quality players. And we are always ready to unleash our quality on our opponents.
Opponents. So what is it that has you feeling very confident in the boys for this game?
You know, it has to do with our preparation so far.
Okay.
I think we've been able to prepare physically, technically, tactically, and mentally.
Yeah.
And the boys are highly motivated.
That's great.
You know, to deliver on Saturday, God willing.
Mm. Okay.
Now, I mean, looking at the results so far, African Stars, Coach Kofi, you've done exceptionally well. Okay. A couple of surprise results here and there.
Mm-hmm.
African Star supporters right now, as we speak, they are getting themselves ready. They are in their WhatsApp groups right now, and they are making their plans for Saturday. Can you guarantee these 10,000 people plus African Star supporters that are going to swarm that stadium that they are going to come and come enjoy the atmosphere?
Yeah, sure. I would take this opportunity to, you know, crave the indulgence of our, you know, cherished supporters to come in their numbers, to come and watch our brand of football, you know, an attack-oriented possessive play, you know, something nice. They should just come and have fun.
Okay.
Coach Sigarete, your team also playing fantastic football. Really, really good results so far. Are we looking at the league, Coach Sigarete? Why not, right?
Can you come back again?
No, we're asking, I mean, the results that Chula Chula has been enjoying so far, are we looking at perhaps getting the league and wrestling the league away from African Stars?
Yes, everybody comes in football for a challenging of something. I know it's a relatively young team, which is less experienced than African Star itself. If I can tell you that Africans have more experienced players, we don't talk about quality in players, we talk about experience. So, but then...
But there is quality in experience.
Young boys, and they are inexperienced, but with few years with me, they've learned something. So they are ready to come to the party and then have tough fight for something which they have to maintain, because it's their league, and they have to fight it the hard way against Tula Tula in order to maintain their standard.
Coach Sikerete, do you ever get conversations in the cooker shops, in the bars, maybe down the street there by Oshakati West, comparing Tula Tula to Oshakati City?
I don't know what you mean. At the moment, Oshakati City is in the second division.
No. Let me rephrase. Oshakati City for the longest time has been the pride of the North.
That's true.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That historically, Oshakati City has been the cornerstone of football up north. Where they are right now is irrelevant. What I'll be saying is Chula Chula now reigniting that pride from the North that was long absent since Oshakati City was relegated?
You are right, 100% correct. This is what everybody is saying. You are 100% correct.
Mm. All right.
Chula Chula has become now a pride of the North in the absence of Oshakati, Young Chiefs. But then Chula Chula have come a bit better than what Young Chiefs have achieved in terms of football, in terms of supporters, marketing, and all those stuff. So it looks like... Not looks like this is really a pride, and it really took over from where Oshakati City have left.
All right. No, Oshakati City has definitely, we know Oshakati City to have really done amazing back in the day. So, Coach Kofi, with your quality players that you have, how is the lineup looking like, or the starting lineup?
Yeah, you know, that is a secret weapon.
Okay. All right.
It's a secret weapon. So
we just have to show up and see.
Just show up and, you know, the flavor. You see what the flavor will look like.
Yeah. Okay, let's speak Ghanaian language now.
Yes.
So if you have to compare it to the food that we love, is it going to be fufu with a guzi? What are we looking at?
It's going to be fufu with a lye soup.
Oh, lye soup. Jollof rice, spicy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
You know that the Ghanaians then, actually have the
Banku.
Best jollof rice.
Yeah, they do. Even Burnable admitted
to themselves. We also have banku with okra soup.
Okra soup.
Yeah.
I love it.
You call it okra.
Okra.
No, no, okra soup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We also had the social media manager for African Stars,
David Bango. Mm-hmm.
That gave us just a bit of a heads up when it comes to the ticketing system. Let's really have a listen. Just give us a second there.
Yeah.
As we get that clip right now. And
so it's two more days.
Let's have a listen real quick.
Yes, we've been having issues with the Android version of the app, but the iOS Apple version is working properly. But we have made provision for physical tickets to be sold at designated locations around Windhoek. The tickets are still $50 and $100 at the gate. The reason we are making it $100 at the gate is to deter people from coming to pay at the gate. We would actually like people to buy tickets ahead of time so that people can go into the stadium smoothly. I mean, imagine having a situation where it's 30 minutes before the game and you have 4,000 to 5,000 people trying to squeeze through the gates to get into the stadium. So we've made provision for tickets to be sold ahead of time at $50. And for those that make it an priority to come to the game and buy the tickets at the gate, they would have to pay double just because of logistics.
All right. Thank you so much, Abudi David. Coach Sikirete, what are your final words? What are your final words to the supporters, especially the traveling contingent?
No, for our supporters, we are urging them to come in numbers, to come and support the boys.
Yeah.
These are, as I said, the very young boys, relatively young team in the Premier League, taking on the defending champion. So we are urging them to come and watch the boys. We always stood against those big teams, and we are trying to tell them that they should not fear anything. In football, at the end of the day, nobody will die. It's just a competition.
Yeah. So, alrighty.
We are coming to Windhoek. It's us who are coming. And we are going to approach this game that like someone who came. If you came to fight, you knock and you tell that guy, come out. I'm here. We want to fight.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
All right. Okay. So Saturday is definitely going to be something. Coach, you guys should definitely travel safely. But yeah, Coach Coffee.
Yeah.
Anything to the supporters? Why should we come? Why should me, who's always bored at home and just tired, why should I come and watch on Saturday?
Before I say the ball rolling, I would like to touch a bit on the confidence level of our opposing team. He's very, very confident. And I'm very, very happy he's very, very confident. He has triggered something and you go all out.
It will make
us go all out and make sure we unleash our experience and quality on them.
Come on.
Come Saturday. Now about our cherished, you know, supporters.
Yes.
You know, we African Star supporters are just, you know, amazing, you know.
Yeah.
They are so, so, so passionate when it comes to our club.
Yeah.
And I admire them so much for their passion, their support, their patience and everything. They should just come in numbers and come and, you know, enjoy the game.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we are going to make them proud again.
Okay, so Salile Pembe. John, Coach John, please educate us. What is the tagline for Chula Chula? That's Miss Chula Chula.
Yeah, what is the one?
What is the tagline? Like the cheer code. Like, you know, like with African Stars, they have, African Stars, Salile Pembe. What do we say if we're cheering on Chula Chula?
Chula Chula Itomduru.
Wait, say that again. Chula Chula?
Itomduru.
Itomduru.
Hey.
Okay. So Chula Chula Itomduru and Salile Pembe. Okathirandu. Let's see how it goes.
Oh, man.
Good luck, coaches.
This is a win for Namibian football. I'm excited. Yeah. Coach Sekerete, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah,
we wish
you
safe
travels,
and we wish you all the best for the game on Saturday.
And see you on Saturday.
And Coach Coffee, thank you so much for coming through,
yeah,
as well as the rest of your executive team that's behind the red and white.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
And the pride of relocation. That's it.
It's been a pleasure being here. Mm. Thank you.
You should
so
say
much.
Thank you, man.
Thank
no,
you
say
man.
It. No, but you should. Thank you, man.
With the exit.
Yeah, you not. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Yes!
Thank you so much, you guys. This is Fresh FM. Let's leave it at that.
Join us at the EFN Journalism Awards on October.